You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Beat Bournemouth 5-1, they beat Newcastle 6-1. They went to Borussia Mönchengladbach and got that Champions League monkey off the back for the season, if you like. Do they continue it against Sevilla? We're struggling, really.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah. Poor away from home as well, I think, Sevilla. You know, you look at their recent Champions League performances. They obviously lost at Juventus in this season. The last time they were in the Champions League, they didn't get a Champions League win. At Unareya, at CSKA Moscow or Sporting Braga. I know that was a few years ago. Man United, Man City in the Champions League. They're a really tricky one, aren't they? They should be going into this and not even worrying about it. The one thing that I was really impressed with at the weekend with the omission of Sergio Aguero was the fact that how well Boney and Raheem Sterling played together. It was like they had an immediate understanding, whereas obviously the front line is based around Sergio Aguero and he plays. Everything goes into him, which is as it should be. But with those two, it was much more of a partnership. And, you know, Sterling's pace really kind of, it really complemented Boney's ability to hold the ball up. I mean, there was a couple of opportunities where Boney held the ball up so long almost. It was like, someone get the ball off him. How's he holding it? How strong is this lad? And then he just suddenly gave it to Sterling. If only Sterling's finishing was a bit better. I mean, he did all right, didn't he? He got a hat-trick. Could have had a double hat-trick.
Yeah.
You know, and you think about that performance when Aguero was like that. I mean, Aguero, you know, what did he get, five the other week? Did he get five? I think it was five against Bournemouth, wasn't it? Against Newcastle. So, you know, that's the difference, isn't it? You know, that Walcott could have helped himself to five easily. So that's going to be interesting to see how that works. And I hope that they use Sterling's pace to stretch Sevilla. I think if they use Sterling's pace to stretch Sevilla, they beat them. Simple as that. But I'll once again bang on about this. Defensive record in Europe. One clean sheet. At home, in Europe, full stop.
Yep.
Against Bayern Munich way back in December of 2011.
Not a bad team to keep a clean sheet against, is it?
Ridiculous, really, isn't it? I can't remember the stats in that game, but I'm willing to guess that they had a few shots by Munich and maybe ran there. I'm going to have a look now, since I've said it. Nine shots they had. Only had three on target, Bayern, but, you know, they had a little go, didn't they? So, you know, Man City, I'm going to go with them to win this, but I'm going to go with them to win this and both teams to score. I think Sevilla will get on the score sheet. Not so much to do with Sevilla's brilliance in front of goal, more to do with Man City's inability to keep a clean sheet, because Sevilla haven't been full of goals. You know, away from home in the Spanish division, they haven't been scoring buckets of goals. But I just think, you know, Man City will be happy to win this, and they're always likely to concede, as they did against Bournemouth, from a daft situation. So Man City win. Both teams to score, 21-10. As far as those goal scorers go, one man who I do like at the minute, a bit short for me, 23-20, is Kevin De Bruyne. Hit the post this weekend. Again, we've talked on this podcast about midfielders breaking from deep. He's classic, isn't he? You know, he's like a new Lampard for the Premier League, isn't he? I really like his style of play. He obviously knows European football well. I like him, but he's a little bit short for me at 23-20. The way Sterling's playing, you'd have to take Sterling over him in terms of a price, given the fact that I expect them to play him in a fairly advanced role, Raheem Sterling. A couple of interesting scorers there.
There's one stat here that just stands out beyond belief, and that's Sevilla's away form. Their last competitive away victory was in May, which is ages ago. They did win a couple of friendlies, but they haven't won an away game all season this year.
No, they've been poor. Haven't scored any goals, to be fair, either, have they? You know, it's been really tight. All their away games have been under 2.5. But, you know, that's in La Liga, of course. Didn't score a goal at Juve either. The other way of playing this, by the way, would be, if you didn't like that Man City to win and both teams to score, you could just play the Man City to win and over 2.5 goals. Which is 23-20. You get a 3-0. You need a 3-0 for that to land if Sevilla don't score. But I think there's still some psychological problem for City here. And I still think that they will be susceptible if Sevilla cut loose a little bit, if they're able to actually go on the attack and play on the break. I'll stick with my original. Man City to win, both teams to score.
Everything is telling me that I should back Man City here, but
to nil.
It's just that European thing that plays in your mind, isn't it?
So hard, isn't it?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.